The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 62. The Fire Festivals of Europe. Section 2. The Lenten Fires. The custom of kindling bonfires on the first Sunday in Lent has prevailed in Belgium, the north of France, and many parts of Germany. Thus in the Belgian Ardennes for a week or a fortnight before the Day of the Great Fire, as it is called, children go about from farm to farm collecting fuel. At Grand Halleux anyone who refuses their request is pursued next day by the children, who try to blacken his face with the ashes of the extinct fire. When the day has come, they cut down bushes, especially juniper and broom, and in the evening great bonfires blaze on all the heights. It is a common saying that seven bonfires should be seen if the village is to be safe from conflagrations. If the Meuse happens to be frozen hard at the time, bonfires are lit also on the ice. At Grand Halleux they set up a pole called Mackerel, or the Witch, in the midst of the pile, and the fire is kindled by the man who was last married in the village. In the neighborhood of Moreland Wells a straw man is burnt in the fire. Young people and children dance and sing round the bonfires, and leap over the embers to secure good crops or a happy marriage within the year, or as a means of guarding themselves against colic. In Brabant on the same Sunday, down to the beginning of the 19th century, women and men disguised in female attire used to go with burning torches to the fields, where they danced and sang comic songs for the purpose, as they alleged, of driving away the wicked sower, who is mentioned in the Gospel for the day. At Patteridge's, in the province of Hainaut, down to about 1840 the custom was observed under the name of Escauvian or Scauvian. Every year on the first Sunday of Lent, which was called the Day of the Little Scauvian, young folks and children used to run with lighted torches through the gardens and orchards. As they ran they cried up the pitch of their voices. Bear apples, bear pears, and cherries all black to Scauvian. At these words the torch-bearer whirled his blazing brand and hurled it among the branches of the apple trees, the pear trees, and the cherry trees. The next Sunday was called the Day of the Great Scauvian, and the same race with lighted torches among the trees of the orchards was repeated in the afternoon till darkness fell. In the French department of the Ardennes the whole village used to dance and sing around the bonfires which were lighted on the first Sunday in Lent. Here, too, it was the person last married, sometimes a man and sometimes a woman, who put the match to the fire. The custom is still kept up very commonly in the district. Cats used to be burnt in the fire or roasted to death by being held over it. And while they were burning the shepherds drove their flocks through the smoke and flames as a sure means of guarding them against sickness and witchcraft. In some communes it was believed that the livelier the dance round the fire, the better would be the crops that year. In the French province of Franche-Comté, to the west of the Jura Mountains, the first Sunday of Lent is known as the Sunday of the Firebrands, Brandons, on account of the fires which it is customary to kindle on that day. On the Saturday or the Sunday the village lads harness themselves to a cart and drag it about the streets, stopping at the doors of the houses where there are girls and begging for a faggot. When they have got enough, they cart the fuel to a spot at some little distance from the village, pile it up, and set it on fire. All the people of the parish come out to see the bonfire. In some villages, when the bulls have rung the Angelus, the signal for the observance is given by cries of, "To the fire! To the fire!" Lads, lasses, and children dance round the blaze, and when the flames have died down they vie with each other in leaping over the red embers. He or she who does so without singeing his or her garments will be married within the year. Young folk also carry lighted torches about the streets or the fields, and when they pass an orchard they cry out, "More fruit than leaves." Down to recent years at Laveran, in the department of Doubs, it was the young married couples of the year who had charge of the bonfires. In the midst of the bonfire a pole was planted with a wooden figure of a cock fastened to the top. Then there were races, and the winner received the cock as a prize. In Auvergne, fires are everywhere kindled on the evening of the first Sunday in Lent. Every village, every hamlet, even every ward, every isolated farm has its bonfire or figo, as it is called, which blazes up as the shades of night are falling. The fires may be seen flaring on the heights and in the plains. The people dance and sing round about them and leap through the flames. Then they proceed to the ceremony of the granomios. A granomio is a torch of straw fastened to the top of a bowl. When the pyre is half consumed, the bystanders kindle the torches at the expiring flames and carry them into the neighboring orchards, fields, and gardens, wherever there are fruit trees. As they march, they sing at the top of their voices, "Grano my friend, Grano my father, Grano my mother." Then they pass the burning torches under the branches of every tree, singing, "Brando, Brandan sitsack Brandso, in plan panel." That is, fire brand burn. Every branch a basket full. In some villages the people also run across the sown fields and shake the ashes of the torches on the ground. Also they put some of the ashes in the fowls' nests, in order that the hens may lay plenty of eggs throughout the year. When all these ceremonies have been performed, everybody goes home and feasts. The special dishes of the evening are fritters and pancakes. Here the application of the fire to the fruit trees, to the sown fields, and to the nests of the poultry is clearly a charm intended to ensure fertility. And the grano to whom the invocations are addressed, and who gives his name to the torches, may possibly be, as Dr. Bomerel suggests, no other than the ancient Celtic god Granus, whom the Romans identified with Apollo, and whose worship is attested by inscriptions found not only in France but in Scotland and on the Danube. The custom of carrying lighted torches of straw, brandons, about the orchards and fields to fertilize them on the first Sunday of Lent seems to have been common in France, whether it was accompanied with the practice of kindling bonfires or not. Thus in the province of Picardy, on the first Sunday of Lent people carried torches through the fields, exorcising the field mice, the darnel, and the smut. They imagined that they did much good to the gardens and caused the onions to grow large. Children ran about the fields, torch in hand, to make the land more fertile. At Verges, a village between the Jura and the Combe Dane, the torches at this season were kindled on the top of a mountain, and the bearers went to every house in the village, demanding roasted peas and obliging all couples who had been married within the year to dance. In Berry, a district of central France, it appears that bonfires are not lighted on this day, but when the sun has set the whole population of the villages, armed with blazing torches of straw, disperse over the country and scour the fields, the vineyards, and the orchards. Seen from afar, the multitude of moving lights, twinkling in the darkness, appear like the wisps chasing each other across the plains, along the hillsides, and down the valleys. While the men wave their flambeaux about the branches of the fruit trees, the women and children tie bands of wheat and straw around the tree trunks. The effect of the ceremony is supposed to be to avert the various plagues from which the fruits of the earth are apt to suffer. And the bands of straw fastened round the stems of the trees are believed to render them fruitful. In Germany, Austria, and Switzerland at the same season similar customs have prevailed. Thus in the Eifel Mountains, Rhenish Prussia, on the first Sunday in Lent young people used to collect straw and brushwood from house to house. These they carried to an eminence and piled up round a tall, slim beech tree, to which a piece of wood was fastened at right angles to form a cross. The structure was known as the hut, or castle. Fire was set to it and the young people marched round the blazing castle, bareheaded, each carrying a lighted torch and praying aloud. Sometimes a straw man was burned in the hut. People observed the direction in which the smoke blew from the fire. If it blew towards the cornfields, it was a sign that the harvest would be abundant. On the same day, in some parts of the Eifel, a great wheel was made of straw and dragged by three horses to the top of the hill. Thither the village boys marched at nightfall, set fire to the wheel, and sent it rolling down the slope. At a burst at felt the wheel had to be provided by the young man who was last married. About each turn etch in Luxembourg the same ceremony is called, burning the witch. At Vorarlberg in the Tyrol, on the first Sunday in Lent, a slender young fir tree is surrounded with a pile of straw in firewood. To the top of the tree is fastened a human figure called the witch, made of old clothes and stuffed with gunpowder. At night the whole is set on fire and boys and girls dance round it, swinging torches and singing rhymes in which the words, corn in the winnowing basket, the plough in the earth, may be distinguished. In Swabia on the first Sunday in Lent a figure called the witch, or the old wife, or winter's grandmother, is made up of clothes and fastened to a bowl. This is stuck in the middle of a pile of wood, to which fire is applied. While the witch is burning, the young people throw blazing discs into the air. The discs are thinned round pieces of wood, a few inches in diameter, with notched edges to imitate the rays of the sun or stars. They have a hole in the middle, by which they are attached to the end of a wand. Before the disc is thrown it is set on fire, the wand is swung to and fro, and the impetus thus communicated to the disc is augmented by dashing the rod sharply against a sloping board. The burning disc is thus thrown off, and mounting high into the air, describes a long fiery curve before it reaches the ground. The charred embers of the burned, which, and discs are taken home and planted in the flax fields the same night, in the belief that they will keep vermin from the fields. In the Hun Mountains, situated on the borders of Hessen Bavaria, the people used to march to the top of a hill or eminence on the first Sunday in Lent. Children and lads carry torches, brooms daubed with tar, and poles swathed in straw. A wheel, wrapped in combustibles, was kindled and rolled down the hill. And the young people rushed about the fields with their burning torches and brooms, till at last they flung them in a heap, and standing round them, struck up a hymn or a popular song. The object of running about the fields with the blazing torches was to drive away the wicked sower. Or it was done in honor of the Virgin, that she might preserve the fruits of the earth throughout the year and bless them. In neighboring villages of Hesse, between the Rhön and the Vogel Mountains, it is thought that wherever the burning wheels roll, the fields will be safe from hail and storm. In Switzerland, also, it is or used to be customary to kindle bonfires on high places on the evening of the first Sunday in Lent, and the day is therefore popularly known as Spark Sunday. The custom prevailed, for example, throughout the canton of Lucerne. Boys went about from house to house begging for wood and straw, then piled the fuel on a conspicuous mountain or hill round about a bowl, which bore a straw effigy called the witch. At nightfall the pile was set on fire, and the young folks danced wildly round it, some of them cracking whips or ringing bells. And when the fire burned low enough, they leaped over it. This was called burning the witch. In some parts of the canton also they used to wrap old wheels in straw and thorns, put a light to them, and sent them rolling and blazing downhill. The more bonfires could be seen sparkling and flaring in the darkness, the more fruitful was the year expected to be. And the higher the dancers leaped beside or over the fire, the higher, it was thought, would grow the flax. In some districts it was the last married man or woman who must kindle the bonfire. It seems hardly possible to separate from these bonfires, kindled on the first Sunday in Lent, the fires in which, about the same season, the effigy called Death is burned as part of the ceremony of carrying out Death. We have seen that at Spatzendorf, in Austrian Silesia, on the morning of Rupert's Day, Shrove Tuesday, a straw man, dressed in a fur coat and a fur cap, is laid in a hole outside the village and there burned, and that while it is blazing everyone seeks to snatch a fragment of it, which he fastens to a branch of the highest tree in his garden or buries in his field, believing that this will make the crops to grow better. The ceremony is known as the burying of death. Even when the straw man is not designated as death, the meaning of the observance is probably the same. For the name death, as I have tried to show, does not express the original intention of the ceremony. At Coppin in the Eifel Mountains, the lads make up a straw man on Shrove Tuesday. The effigy is formally tried and accused of having perpetrated all the thefts that have been committed in the neighborhood throughout the year. Being condemned to death, the straw man is led through the village, shot, and burned upon a pyre. They dance round the blazing pile, and the last bride must sleep over it. In Oldenburg on the evening of Shrove Tuesday, people used to make long bundles of straw, which they set on fire, and then ran about the fields waving them, shrieking, and singing wild songs. Finally they burned a straw man on the field. In the district of Düsseldorf, the straw man burned on Shrove Tuesday was made of an unthrashed sheaf of corn. On the first Monday after the spring equinox, the urchins of Zurich drag a straw man on a little cart through the streets, while at the same time the girls carry about a May tree. When vespers ring, the straw man is burned. In the district of Aachen on Ash Wednesday, a man used to be encased in pease straw and taken to an appointed place. Here he slipped quietly out of his straw casing, which was then burned, the children thinking that it was the man who was being burned. In the Val di Ledro, Tyrol, on the last day of the carnival, a figure is made up of straw and brushwood and then burned. The figure is called the Old Woman, and the ceremony, burning the Old Woman,